Welcome to SEO Link Building with Julian Goldie, a podcast about getting your website to rank higher on Google so you can get more traffic, leads, and sales, all from SEO Link Building. Now, here's your host, Julian Goldie.
So first of all, what is buyer persona? Well, this is basically understanding your target market and everything about them. Because if you can understand their challenges, their struggles, exactly what they're looking for, then all of your marketing, all of your sales work, and all the work you do on your website will be 10 times easier. And most people ignore this stage when it comes to running a business or running a website online because they think, right, I already know that. I don't need to spend time researching it. I can just figure it out and assume a bunch of things. But if you just ignore this research, then you won't get the results on your website that you need. In fact, if you don't understand your customer properly, then you don't understand their challenges, you don't understand how to create a great product and service for them, and you'll miss out on a lot of money-making opportunities. So this is so crucial to figure out. And the thing is as well, if you try to attract everyone, if you don't niche down and target a specific customer, in fact, I would recommend focusing on just one person, talking to one person, then you won't get the results that you need. In fact, the success of your business depends on understanding your customer avatar. So this is absolutely essential for your business, and it's important to get that right. And in this video, I'm going to teach you exactly how to do it, examples of how it works, and some tips for making sure you understand your buyer persona as well as possible. And the other problem is, if you don't understand your buyer persona, then all the work that you put into your advertising, all the money, energy, and resources that you put into marketing, into SEO, into sales, will be wasted. Because if you don't provide a product or service that specifically addresses your customers' problems and challenges, then they're not going to buy. And marketing and sales are going to be 10 times harder because you're using the wrong language, or you're using the wrong message, or you don't have your marketing nailed down. So it's absolutely crucial to get this right. So what do you need to understand when it comes to your customer persona? Well, first of all, demographics. Try and specifically target one person when it comes to buyer persona, and have that person in your mind. You know, are they male? Are they female? What age are they? What do they spend most of their day doing? What are their biggest challenges? How can you help them? What specific problems are they struggling with that if you came along with a product or service could specifically help them? Not just for selling, but also for creating content on your website. So if you're doing SEO, you really need to understand the search intent of the keywords you're targeting before you can start ranking for them. In fact, if you create a keyword research strategy, but you don't understand the search intent behind that, if you don't understand what people are looking for when they type a keyword into Google, then your content won't rank, because chances are you'll write the wrong type of content, you won't address their specific questions, you won't answer and give the information that they need, and therefore your content isn't going to rank because Google will see this content is totally irrelevant to what people are searching for on Google. And therefore your rankings will slip, your SEO won't be as effective, and your content quality will be lower too. Plus, even if people do jump on your website, they're not going to stick around for long because they're not getting the answers they deserve or want. And chances are they'll pogo stick off your website, they'll bounce onto a competitor's page, and your valuable leads and sales are going to be funneled to your competitor instead of you. And this is really a zero-sum game. If you don't outrank your competitors with SEO, then they're going to be stealing customers, leads, and sales from your website. And it's a win-lose situation. If your competitor gains market share, then you lose it and they gain the upper hand. So it's absolutely crucial to get your buyer persona right. For example, at my SEO agency, I have a link building agency, and I specifically created a service around what my customers were asking for, right? So most of my clients, they struggled with working with link building agencies before and not getting any results. They struggled with getting the backlinks and the quality they needed, and they struggled with actually ranking their website on Google. So we created a pay on performance service that's tried, tested, and proven, and can be replicated for almost any website. And this is so powerful because once you understand your target market's challenges, then you can give them a service that answers their problems specifically. So how can you do your buyer persona research? Well, the first thing I would say is that you always need to test your assumptions. You may have an understanding of your customer. You may slightly understand what they're looking for or their problems, but chances are you don't have the clarity you need yet. And you can't just assume this. You can't just write it down on paper and assume, right, I've I sell these products, therefore my assumptions must be right about my service. Because chances are, there's going to be certain hidden desires and needs from your customer that you don't know about yet. And that's why it's so important to speak to your clients, to your customers specifically, and ask some questions that really delve into the challenges and dig a bit deeper into their problems. For example, at my link building agency, I have a client-facing team. You know, I have account managers, I have a sales manager. And when this team talks to the client, they're constantly asking, what are your challenges? What are you struggling with? How can we help? And that sort of feedback is so powerful for developing a powerful marketing message. And what you can do is you could even run surveys with your existing customers. Get on the phone with them, just ask them for 20 minutes of their time and have a call around what are their challenges, what are their desires, how can you help, what specific things are they worried about and anxious about. And if you can figure out and delve deeper and listen more than you speak on that sort of phone call, then you will get the answers you're looking for. What you can also do is ask on social media. You could ask questions like, if you could wave a magic wand right now, what problem would you make disappear? You know, and you could post that on your Instagram stories. You could post it on LinkedIn as a post. You could run a survey on your Facebook group and basically speak directly to your clients and your customers to get that information. Or speak to other people who are in your target market but haven't signed up yet. Because any sort of feedback you can get directly from clients, from customers, from people interested in your services is going to be extremely valuable. And this isn't something you get perfectly right first time round. It's an iterative process. It's always important to revisit your buyer persona research to figure out how can you improve it, how can you get a more clear message, how can you adapt around their challenges. And customers' challenges are always changing. You know, what their challenge is in 2021 may not be their challenge in 2025. So you always have to adapt to the market too. And that's why it's important to go back and revisit your assumptions, to revisit your research, and to continually improve your research. So what about buyer persona and your website? Well, the first thing I would say is that content creation should be tailored to your buyer persona. So you should figure out, what content does your audience need? What are they searching for currently on Google? You can use tools like Ahrefs for this. You could look at Surfer SEO. I've recorded videos on these before previously, so make sure you check those out. And really figure out what sort of content, what sort of information does your audience need? And what are they searching for on Google right now? Because not only do you want to find the right keywords, but you also want to understand when a customer types a keyword into Google and when they find your site and your content, what specific topics do you need to cover to make sure they get the best possible information and to answer all the questions that you can? Because the more useful and valuable your information is to the person reading it or watching it, the more you're going to help them, the more you're going to build a relationship with that community, and the more likelihood that in the future, might not be today, it might not be tomorrow, but in the future, they might buy from you. So it's really important to get your content creation nailed when it comes to buyer persona. But also other things too, like for example, your branding and the colors you use on your website. These can be tailored specifically to your audience. So for example, if you have a target market that's male, then maybe you want to use more masculine branding and colors on your website. Now, in terms of my final tips for buyer persona, the first thing I'd say, like I mentioned before, is that this is about progress, not perfection. You don't need to get it right perfectly first time round. And chances are, if you don't have the research at your disposal yet, then it's going to take time to gather that and to really craft a powerful marketing message tailored to the feedback you've got from your audience. Also, it's important to listen more than you talk, especially if you're jumping on phone calls with your audience, then really listen and delve into their problems and be open to their feedback. You know, you may have assumptions about their challenges, but they may not be right yet, or they may not be clear enough, or the language that you're using may not suit your audience perfectly. So it's about figuring that out too. And finally, pick one specific person when it comes to targeting and crafting your marketing message. So there's no point creating tons of content that's all over the place, right? So for example, on my YouTube channel, I'm specifically targeting people who are interested in SEO, in link building, and running their own website. And I try to keep my YouTube videos very tailored to that. So really understand who you're talking to, who's a specific person. Have them in mind when you create your content, because even though you're targeting one person, other people aren't going to ignore your message. People who don't fit perfectly into your demographic may also jump onto your content. And this allows you to really speak to your audience. I mean, for example, on my YouTube channel, the subscriber count is pretty low, right? It's not a massive audience. But at the same time, the people that I do speak to are really tailored. And that's why so many people who watch my videos usually book in a call or buy from me. They might follow my content for 6 months and then buy later. So it doesn't matter how big your audience is. Just keep one specific person in mind and create content tailored to them.
Thanks for listening to this episode of SEO Link Building with Julian Goldie. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss any future episodes. If you'd like to boost your SEO rankings, drive more traffic, and land more customers with link building, book a call with Julian today at juliangoldie.com.